Nothing is more expensive than bad information. Know the source. OneRadioNetwork.com.
Well, a very pleasant good morning to you. Helps if you turn on your microphone. This is Patrick Timpone, and this is OneRadioNetwork.com. Let me move this thing a little bit here. Something like that. Well, how are you all doing? Y'all, we took a week off yesterday. Just seems like yesterday. We took a week off last week, and so it was fun working on our screenplay and having a good time with that. And hope you had a good time. It is the first Monday of the month, and that's Adam Bergstrom, and Adam's here. He'll say hi to the Bergstrom in just a second. If you're here to be on the show, it is 888-663-6386, 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Tomorrow, we are going to spend some time with Morley Robbins. He is known as the Magnesium Man, but we had a great show with him all about iron and copper and how that all works and how they began adding iron to the food many years ago, and we're kind of over-ironed, and then that reduces the copper, and that's a big problem when you don't have enough copper. And so just to add fuel to the fire, I have some hair tests that go back about 20 years, and I have copper on my hair tests that are literally off the charts. They go all the way to the end. And Morley looks at all the ratios, and by that he can tell that means for the last 20 years, my body is not, for some reason, have been holding on to copper. So it's spitting it out in the hair, you know what I mean? So you have to be careful with the hair test. Doesn't necessarily mean if you have high this or that in the hair, it could mean that you're not holding on to it, or you have a lot of it in there in the form of toxic things, and they're coming out in the hair. So it's a whole art of reading these things. But so we have all these, and we're going to have them on a slide, and you'll be able to see, and Marty's going to go through the whole thing. And so you'll learn how he does this as we walk through my thing. And I already have some ideas that it's funny, I've been doing a lot of them for copper, to have more copper in the body. And it can do a lot of things. Mainly, too, when you don't have enough copper is when your hair turns gray. And mine started to turn gray about 25 years ago when I was just a young kid. And I'm still a young kid, so I don't know what it's doing. But it's getting back darker, as you can see. So something's going on. I think the hydrogen is another story. Anyway, so we're going to do that tomorrow. And then the Real World of Money with Fred Dostoevsky on the first Wednesday of the month. And then also Dr. William Wong is going to be here. He's got some curious ideas about survival, surviving, taking care of yourself during possible, we prepare for the worst, hope for the best, strange things happening in our culture as they're happening in cities across the world. And so you might want to tune into that. We don't do fear porn, but we like to be prepared, as the Boy Scouts used to be before they got sued out of all of their money for some reason. So here we are, Adam Bergstrom. He is an interesting fellow. He's been around the sun a whole bunch of times in the 78 range, I think. And he wrote a book years ago called Chronobiotic Nutrition, Yes, No, Maybe. And he has two websites, SunSync Nutrition and SolarTiming.com. And he's here on the first Monday. And we're going to say hi to Mr. B. Hello, Adam. Well, let me turn on your microphone here because otherwise I can't hear. Good morning. How you doing?
Super group of listening problems of punks and acacias. It's a bit hot here, but otherwise, fine.
You got a lot of heat there happening, do you?
Oh, a lot of heat happening. Yes. Very hot. We're having a terrific heat wave. We don't have AC, so it's the heck of a night.
Let me move my camera over here. I keep losing myself. Nothing worse when you lose yourself because your camera's over there. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of, you know, it's interesting. We are, I think fall has fallen here. And so we broke out of the 100 degrees and now we're more in the high 80s. And that's happened. So that's kind of nice. But you guys are, well, you have forest fires. You have all kinds of things going on out there, don't you?
All kinds of things. We have our summer really starts in September. September and October are our hottest months in California. That's the way it works.
Really? You don't do a fall thing?
Not really. Not really. Our fall is during the summer or during June.
Uh-huh.
June is one of our coolest months. In fact, many times January is warmer and more comfortable and sunnier than June. They call it June gloom and May gray.
June gloom and May gray. I put something on Facebook, and I might as well ask you on the air. I have a little cobalamin tonic, but sometimes I just don't feel like any kind of a caffeine thing at all, and I get pretty little with cobalamin because of the magic formula. Does it work with decaffeinated coffee? Same.
You get benefits from it, yes.
You do. Because I like the way it tastes.
Not just people like to partition chemistry. Physics is more important than chemistry, but. Coffee has 500, maybe 1,000 ingredients, 500 or more identified ingredients. And so scientists love to say, that one chemical did it, that's the one.
Uh-huh.
And actually what they do is find the cheapest chemical and sell it in a health food store when it's actually the whole food. That's why I use whole food, because whole food is beyond the scope of the Beaker Boys, who are mislabelers.
Yes.
And rascals they are.
So the Beaker Boys, they like to take one specific thing out of a food and then categorize it and compartmentalize it and then maybe synthesize it and sell it, right? Kind of like what they do with aspirin. Kind of like, I guess a basic one would be... Where does aspirin come from? What plant?
Willow. And the thing in willow, the chemical willow, has very little to do with the aspirin you take. One is the salt of it. The aspirin you take is actually less toxic than the willow plant, which is not in the neutral form. It's in the acidic form. And it's more dangerous. Aspirin is I forget the name now. I used to know these chemical names, but I haven't concentrated that much on them lately. But anyway, willow is more toxic. They detoxified it by neutralizing. So it's neutral. It's not an acid or an alkaline, except it does put a hole in your stomach, despite what the repeat people say.
Really?
That's why I took my last aspirin in 1958.
Oh, I thought Dr. Pete was kind of an aspirin guy. No? No?
He is. That's what I'm criticizing that. You know, I don't criticize Repeat about many things, but aspirin is one of them.
So I guess you don't subscribe to the idea that doctors give people their prescription to take, what, one or two of these little baby aspirins? I guess the theory is that it's thinning your blood. All the guys that I know that go to doctors and they've had some kind of a heart issue, They got them all on these baby aspirins.
You know, I've never met a person with an aspirin deficiency.
Yeah.
Have you ever met a person with an aspirin deficiency?
Yeah.
See, what they want to do is they want to, the bigger boys think they know chemistry. And you see those fancy charts, this and that, with all the sodium pumps and the calcium pumps and all those. There are no pumps. Ray Pete will agree with me on that. It's a fallacy. There are no sodium pumps. There are no calcium pumps. It's impossible. Gerald Pollack, was he not one of your guests? That explains this in detail. Gilbert Ling explained it too. There are none. So how are we getting all these charts with receptors? There's no such thing. It's all in their imagination. The entire cell is a receptor. And besides, when people look at deficiencies of elements, copper, magnesium, iron, etc., they're not looking for the element in the correct place, because it can be any place in the body, and they take the body as a unity. I put it in my mouth, it's going to end up exactly where it needs to go. That's not true if you're acid, alkaline, and shock, and many other reasons not to. So their chemistry is Stone Age. My nature is so far, light years ahead of them.
What's the...
Do not believe Stone Age chemistry.
What's the significance, then, of the people... I think even Dr. Hal... Didn't Dr. Hal Huggins talk about the sodium pump thing? And so what is
I
the...
Know.
Yeah, I think he did.
Almost everybody does.
Yeah, and what's the significance of your understanding that that's not true for us with the body?
Well, there is no sodium pump. That's all I can say. It's a mythology. It's medical mythology. They love it. Great people give you all the details on that. Gilbert Lingwin. And next time you have Gerald Policon, have him explain it. There is no sodium pump because we have what's called structured water that handles all of that. There is no bilayered fatty layer. When I went to various schools having to do with holistic medicine and things, they showed us that double-layered cellular is not there. No such thing. And anyone who tells you that suspect that maybe something else is wrong with their thinking. If they're making... If they're predicating their therapies on something that doesn't exist, you might as well be a WD, a witch doctor.
Well, what kind of things do people talk about and use the, what you say is a fallacy of the sodium pump? What are they using it for, the people that believe in it?
Well, every drug company, including the ones with the V word, they're all based on these pumps that don't exist. Our vaccines, if I said that word, I hope I'm not going to get in trouble.
Okay, give us an example how that works, like Adam, with vaccines and the sodium pump idea.
Well, let's do estrogen.
Okay.
Estrogen has a receptor. No, it doesn't. There's no receptor. So already their prejudice is off. And why did they invent receptors? Oh, if you take our drug with estrogen, it goes to the exact place it's supposed to do because we have delivered it to an exact place because of the receptors. No, there are no receptors. Estrogen goes every place, gives you cancer, helps your hormones along the way, does everything, goes everywhere. It's like there are no property boundaries, or at least there are property boundaries in the body, but the bigger boy do not know them.
So this idea, by the way, you're moving around a lot and you're getting blurry because you move when you talk. So maybe, yeah, that's okay. It's just a thing, you know. I don't want to blur you out. But if that's your natural way of doing, don't worry about it. A little blurry, don't worry about it. Okay, so this idea, well, haven't we heard that, Adam, with different things like, we have cannabinoid or we have receptors that react to cannabis, for example. So that way, people argue that that's a kind of a God thing, saying, "Well, if we got the cannabis receptor, then we should take it, right?" That kind of an idea.
That's what they say, and there are none. See how the chemist. You might as well be a witch doctor. In fact, if you go down and take ayahuasca in South America,
right,
they're not going to give you that kind of explanation. And it also has a soul attached to it. That's what they call it. I'm not going to get into discussions of what soul is, but they believe there is a soul in every plant that they take. So it's a whole different worldview. And their worldview, who's to say it's any better than ours? Because a typical native in South America can pick off of the ground, knows every herb. I mean, you point at a plant, oh, what's that yellow one over there? That's so-and-so, and it's used for this. So they have much better understanding of chemistry. You once had a guest on who talked to you about that, who's been down in South America and all of those.
Right.
Robert Schultze was the expert, by the way. He's not with us anymore. but Wade Davis studied with him, and
well, Adam, though,
another person to ask him.
I think most people have a lot of respect for Rudolf Steiner's work, right? Didn't he talk
I
about?
Don't.
Oh, you don't. Yeah. See, I'm kind of a Steiner fan myself, but so he talked about the idea that all living species, and I believe this for what it's worth, not that it matters, but I believe Adam, but I do have a soul. You know, they're not maybe as evolved in us, but a broccoli has got, you know, the living mojo of spirit in it, and it has a, you know, it's part of God too. I mean, that's kind of what.
Oh yeah, everything right. And both prove that you kill zinc, it's afraid of you while it does it. And minerals are smarter or less smarter than others. For instance, he knew that platinum was one of the smartest of all elements, and that it had a higher life force, a higher chi, whatever you want to call it, than zinc does. And Bose proved it. He had instruments that were, about maybe some say a million times more powerful than the instruments they have today. And now they're recognizing he was correct. Of course, he told people back then that plants were alive. They don't have a nervous system. They don't need one. We don't have a nervous system either. In fact, when I was studying the reflex sciences, I learned that the entire neurological system was bypassed by reflexology. Not the entire one, because it is a part of the whole. But again, we have modeled our brain on the nervous system, with the nerves, a parasympathetic nervous system and a sympathetic nervous system. Again, another theory. That means guesswork. They're guessing.
Theory, guesswork. Adam, do me a favor. You know, you have a little microphone on your headset. Move that closer to your to your mouth there. Can you get a little closer?
Let's see.
Attaboy.
It looks like it's gonna. Nope.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, that kind of works.
You see me moving around. By the way, if they had the proper drugs when I was growing up, I would be getting them for a hyperactive child. In fact, I'm going to give you an imitation of me on a regular basis when I was a kid.
Whoa, really?
The camera can't even keep up.
The camera can't even keep
up. The camera's good. I just jumped up and down.
But you kind of do that now. I mean, you do this when you talk anyway, so this is your normal when you're, right?
I've never lost my energy. I don't need coffee to do this, but I take it for other reasons. Like I'm drinking a Texas style today.
Wow.
I learned to drink out of jars when my Texas friend Jerry Bibby taught me in California before I ever moved to Texas.
So why do you just like the taste, or do you get a buzz from cough? And because you're pretty buzzed all the time anyway. I mean, you can write a book in 4 days. You know, I don't know how you do that.
When I get inspired, I really do it. Yeah. Not exactly as fast as Jack Kerouac. You know, he put a roll of William Burroughs' paper on the typewriter. Took speed for, what was it? About a couple of weeks. He stayed awake the entire time and wrote his entire on the road.
I've been.
And of course, I was inspired by that kind of thinking. So I hitchhiked all over the country and had close to 100 jobs, if you count the part-time ones, working for Manpower. Was that the name of the company?
Oh yeah, I remember Manpower.
Yeah.
I've been getting inspired by when I working on my screenplay, Beethoven. Do you listen to music at all when you? Beethoven's he's got the 10th symphonies, or I don't know how many. Boy, they're pretty interesting. You know, something going on there.
The 9th is one of my favorites. O'Donnell recommended it. It was very healthy. He claimed Bach was even better. Bach would take you to Delta if you played it slowly. Bach was such a genius, he could take a piano and tune it by playing it backwards.
Bach, so Bach is a Delta when is ready when you are, brainwave?
When you play it in slow motion. Once when I was on the show, I explained this, and one of your kind listeners sent us a copy of that.
You know, I think we still have it here somewhere. I think we still have it here somewhere. What was it called, Bach? I could look for it. Maybe we could play a little bit of it.
You know, I don't remember which part of Bach he sent us now. It's been so long ago, and I probably have it in my files, but both all of my email sites have way above 50,000 emails, and all of my email sites are not very good at categorizing. I think I could do a better job than Bill Gates or Tim What's-His-Face.
Tim What's-His-Face? Who's Tim What's-His-Face?
Yeah, I forget his name. The head of Apple now.
Oh, Tim Cookie.
That's the guy. The guy we saw grilled on TV. That didn't last long. They're in cahoots with them, too.
Adam Bergstrom's here. Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. We have a lot of time. We hang out on the first Monday of the month. So if you care to join us, you can come on in. 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Let's do a little thing here. And we'll
previously on Open Phones with Sharon and Patrick, Nancy from Illinois calls.
I have one of those big wooden saunas, and I did get the one that you have on your site, and I have to say that yours is fantastic. I'm kind of nervous talking. Anyway, I wanted to say that if anybody has not gotten one of your saunas, they should, because it works like 10 times better, hotter, and more of a sweat than those wooden saunas. And
wow.
That's pretty curious.
I'm really serious about that.
Yeah, I know you are. It's great. Thank you for being. So why did you even get one if you had one of those wooden saunas?
Well, my husband didn't like going all the way down to the basement to do a sauna. So I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to get him one that we can have up in his office. And so it would be handy for him just go there, because he didn't like going all the way down and then going all the way back upstairs to take a shower. So I had him try it, but I tried it first. And I haven't been in my other sauna for about maybe, you know, by once every month, because I feel guilty because it's down there.
You got to use it. Right? And this sauna is on sale now. Oh,
I mean, it's always on sale here. You know, what we have here, Patrick, in case you're dazed and confused, which you do sometimes get, is we have a special price on the sauna, this relaxed sauna. I was in mine this morning about 4 o'clock in the morning, and a special price of $1,150, and that's delivered in the lower 48, and then we'll ship to everywhere else for just a little bit more. Canada, it's only about $100 or so, $125 extra to get it to you folks up in Canada, or and then around the world, and then we can get it to you with the proper plug as well. So, you know, they have the different voltages going around, and, you know, that kind of thing. So it's a great sauna that I think you'll enjoy having around the house. You'll sweat a lot, and Dr. Gerald Pollack, who Adam mentioned, he talked about how saunas actually structure the water in your body, and you can detox, and it's just a wonderful tool to have that I think you'll like. It's a great product. It's a great price. We can't even put the price in print. We just allowed to do it orally here on the radio. So just email me if you'd like to get one, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. patrick@oneradionetwork.com. And no matter where you live, baby, we can hook you up for this sauna. And it's getting to be, you know, that time of the year when people start really thinking about it, even though I've used mine. And here's somebody else talking about the sauna. Oh, here it is.
Brian Clement, who heads up the Hippocrates Institute in Florida, talked about saunas here. Elkie writes in for Brian Clements. Would Brian give us some tips on what supplements we would need to take if we do saunas several times a week to replenish lost minerals from sweating?
Well, Dr. Rao, who you had on, is a colleague and a friend. We do often conferences together in Europe.
And I agree. We have saunas here. I take a sauna, so you know this, no matter where I travel in the world, 365 days a year. I think it's mandatory.
Really?
87%, listen closely, okay. 87% more heavy metals and chemicals come out in an infrared.
Well, no wonder we feel better when we take these saunas. We have
Yes, we do. So there you have it. I mean, there's so much out there that people, you know, have used and studies about saunas over the years. And so I think it's worth your consideration. The Relax Far Infrared Sauna. Check it out, OneRadioNetwork.com.
Previously, with Daniel Vitalis on one of our premier products.
And pine pollen comes in at this time in history as this important player in the herbal world, in our pharmacopoeia, in our apothecary, providing us with male hormones. And it's not because we want to become MMA meatheads who just, rah, testosterone. It's nothing like that. It's that we need testosterone to have healthy motivation levels, to have vigor, to feel purpose. And when a person's testosterone levels get really low, they get kind of depressed, lethargic. They start to wonder what the point of life is. They start going around saying, I just need to feel more energy. Right. You know what I can take for more energy? And often it's just low testosterone levels. So pine pollen is just this crucial player. And we've brought it to market, it must have been 6 years ago now, and it has been wildly successful because it's helping so many people.
Well, it's very popular around here, as you know. The pine pollen gold is the main product. And if you want to leverage its potency even more, 4-P's, they call it, has some stinging nettle and some other good things, which kicks it up a notch. Click and order any Sir Thrival link on OneRadioNetwork.com.
We are listener-supported, One Radio Network.
And we are with Adam Bergstrom, Patrick Timpone. Good morning. It is the first Monday of the month, OneRadioNetwork.com. We don't seem to be streaming on... Oh, lost you, Adam. I can't see that. Yeah, it doesn't come up. What would you have written there?
SolarTiming.com.
So
to get our books, 45 or so of them.
Solar.
I have other books too. I just am not selling them.
Say that again.
A lot of books. In fact, I have Kinko boxes full of notes and books.
I bet you do.
My magnesium book is one of many. I wrote little booklets for every element at once upon a time. I just have to get them converted to computer. So far, only my magnesium book is out there for sale.
Oh, so you get your magnesium book on your website?
It's available there too. And of course, I have a different take on it because it involves the periodic table of the elements.
Okay, what's your different take than lots of takes out there?
Yep. It means that if you don't understand the periodic table of the elements, you don't understand the human body because it's based on the periodic table of the elements. If you analyze a building, you have to consider what it's built out of. And this is the only way you're going to get it because there's 144 elements in the universe. And if you don't get them out of this place, you got to be in another dimension, which I have no quarrel with. It's just that most people don't know how to get there.
How do you use the periodic table so we're just back to whole food then at the right time in your experience?
No, if you understand the periodic table, then you bypass all the beaker boys and get right to the structured material, what we're made out of, not out of fiction that they make up as mythology. So, for instance, by the way, to finish what we talked about before, there's a chemical called resorcinol. You've heard of resorcinol, probably.
Resorcinol? No, I don't know that one.
It's in red wine. It's chemical in
red wine. Oh, resveratrol.
Resveratrol, excuse me. Messed it up.
Okay.
Thank you, Hybrid Gal. Okay, resveratrol. It's not in wine. There's no such thing. In fact, if you get resorcinol, you're getting a GMO product. There's no other way to get it. And to prove that, you cannot patent a natural product. Well, look at all the patents for resveratrol. Why do they have to have a patent for a so-called natural product? Because it's not in wine. If people would read vintner magazines, the people who grow the wine, they would know that. Resveratrol, actual form, does show up, but it's so volatile, it stays maybe for a day. And you're almost impossible to get it in your red wine. The red wine effect is alcohol and other things that has nothing to do with resveratrol. Yet we're told by scientists, oh, resveratrol gives you longevity. GMO products, if you want to do it, go ahead and take a GMO product. It's allicin. We're told allicin is the active ingredient in garlic. Well, it's volatile. It's not there. Kyle sold it. The allicin they extracted supposedly, well, what were they extracting? They can't extract allicin. In fact, it's pretty well known now that it's sulfur, more permanent forms of chemicals in the garlic that are the active ingredients. But pretty soon that'll probably be challenged too. But right now that's the current cope of what garlic is. To me, garlic is a living soul, spirit, whatever you want to call it, how many angels dance on the end of a pin. I take it because it works.
Because it works. Works.
It works. And this is a whole other story. Like, let's talk about the human body. When people, let's ask the listeners the question.
Okay.
When they get a blood test, what is blood?
Let me see if I, what would blood be a representation of what's in the tissues?
Well, is blood the red blood cells? Is the serum? Is blood the plasma? What is blood? Or is it the dynamic balance between the red blood cells and the serum talking to each other? When you get a blood test, are you getting a blood serum test? Are you getting an RBC test? Or are you comparing both of them against each other? Most people don't even know. I got a blood test. What do you mean a blood test? I got an iron test. You sure it wasn't a hemoglobin test in the blood cell? Because that's not in the serum. The serum is what the red blood cell swims in. So what is blood? And the mainstream and holistic communities deliberately confuse people on that issue so they can sell their product. Because blood is a dynamic, let's take the iron level in blood, where if it goes into the cell excessively, it can give you cancer. If it's too much on the outside, it can give you a heart attack. So it depends on where it's supposed to be. And where is iron's natural place to live?
I don't know.
Is it supposed to be in the cell? Or is it supposed to be in the serum? Is it in the house or is it in the backyard out there? It's that important. If you're fighting terrorists, you don't want to blow up the house if they're in the garage. And that's how silly it gets. Many times they're looking for an element on the freeway when it's in the bedroom, in other words.
But how do you...
Blood is only one place.
Yeah.
How, it can be easily measured.
How do you align with some people who show that they are high this or low this and work with it and actually have good results from it, feel better?
Placebo. You know,
really?
I believe 99% of everything is placebo. So we put that into it too. And especially group placebo. You want to know placebo? They're making COVID an actual danger to us now,
yeah,
because they're putting it in. Years ago, I knew that flus were propagated by television. They told you it's flu season, and suddenly everybody starts sniffling as soon as they hear it on TV. Most flu. Now, there are various diseases. There are tigers that eat us. There are things like that. But also, how come certain people are so at peace with themselves? The Shiva Puravada had a pet panther, just came out by the jungle and sat while he was doing satsang. How come desert, old desert coots out in the desert make peace? they have rattlesnakes living in their house with them and feed them table scraps because they're at peace with them. If you're out of peace with yourself, the elements become dangerous. And I'm talking very broadly here.
Sure.
What is meant in Chinese medicine is basically five levels. It's called earth, water, fire, air, and akasha, otherwise known as solid, crystalline, liquid, hydraulic, fire, metabolic, and air, which is gaseous or pneumatic, and then sonics. Those are your five levels in scientific terminology. And of course they say, oh, there's no five elements. Well, of course there are. There's five states of matter. The middle one, interesting enough, is plasma. That's what runs the sun. So heat is very important. That's the one they usually have trouble with in modern science. Rupert Sheldrake will explain that, that there is such a thing as plasma. We have those five elements. And then, as Ekankar also posits, as well as Sanmat, these four are the lower form, the negative level, and sonics and supersonics and ultrasonics and asonics are four levels above, and projection is above that. So we have all these levels we don't even know, and those are involved in placebo, which is a very inaccurate term. It confuses psychological with psychosomatic. Psychological means I think I have COVID. Psychosomatic means I give it to myself. I actually give myself the disease physically, whether I manifest the so-called virus from thin air or from someone else being closer than 6 feet from me makes no difference. But I've actually manifested it out of nothing to make it there.
Hmm. So I guess what I'm hearing you say, that it's no surprise that if people go out and get tested for COVID, comes back positive, that they could start feeling symptoms pretty quickly after that diagnosis, right?
As soon as they tell them it's positive. Imagine there have been cases of people being misdiagnosed with cancer and they died from it.
Yeah.
And they never had it in the first place. They open them up and in an autopsy, there was no cancer there. And yet they had all the symptoms according to medical science. Medical science misdiagnosed. I've hung around with good MDs. And they misdiagnose all the time. They take these tests regularly to keep up their skill, and they're lucky if they get half of them. We're going to people, what is half called? It's called guesswork. That's 50-50. I'm flipping a coin for diagnosis. That's kind of scary. And yet we trust these fellows. But not only are they giving us, these drugs are all poisons. So they're giving us poisons for placebo when we could do it ourselves. Now, hypnotism and mesmerism work, but why not eliminate the middleman? Why don't we use our own brain power? We are the expert. We are the ones that would know. If you know yourself, now you have to know yourself. Most people, I know I have it because I saw the test. I saw it on TV. Dan Rather said it. Some holistic authority said it. So that must mean. But did I go internally? Ah, I see it now. It's in the liver, but it's in the cellular part of the liver and partly in the chromosomal part. That's where it is. Why don't you do it yourself, people? Because most people have become sheepbots. It's not something that they're born as. They're educated by our coerced school system. Fool system, that's actually a better word for it. I misspoke, a Freudian slip. The school system teaches us things that are inappropriate, and they teach us medical nonsense. And medical nonsense, think of all the holistic people out there. Why are they basing their holistic material on medical tests? They all say, well, Harvard said it, but I'm going to get it naturally. Well, why don't they do like the natives did? They didn't go read the John Hopkins newsletter or the Harvard Medicine newsletter. They figured it out themselves. But here, our holistic medicine is a fraud, mostly. I mean, there are legitimate people out there. But it's mostly a fraud because it's based on medical tests. And the ultimate irony that Life Extension magazine, available in all health food stores, is a biotechnology organization. The money that they get on the profits of that supplements they sell go to biotechnology. Check it out. Anybody can, because we have the internet.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you mentioned about Life Extension. That place, you know, they go back, what, 30, 40 years or so? And I used to look at them, and it never felt kind of natural, or I don't know. It's almost like from the first time I really saw them and saw all their stuff, it was like they were peddling these all these crazy things, right? If you just have this, and then you're short on this nutrient. I mean, they got 1,000 different things, right, Adam? It's almost like a natural, they call it a natural pharmacy. I don't know what it is.
No, it's a GMO organization. The two co-founders of it, and their names I have to look up again. I've written about them in the extension, but, you know, I researched so many things that I used to not even take notes until my co-author of Yes No Maybe said, you can't just say that stuff. Because I used to say, oh, two guys from Ventura told me, every time anyone would ask me something. Even today, if someone asked me for a link, that actually is an insult. I've spent 100 in a medical library, you know, I've spent like 100 resources looking it out. They want a link. You know what I do? I send them a chain and said, pick your link.
Send me the link. What's your source? What's your source?
Yeah.
Sources.
Now I love them because they're trying to do that. Give me a link. Where's your link? And when a person asks me for a link, they're going to challenge me anyway. Well, that link isn't good enough. By whose standards? This is all guesswork.
Well, I think
I'm stuck in it too.
You know, one of the things I think that you're really alluding to, Adam. I think that that this idea that we're separate from God, right? This whole separatism thing. And if you do that, of course, religions have done that since the beginning of time, most of them. And then once you get that idea that there's a separation, then you can come up with all kinds of things, right? Because whatever, I'm separate from, you know what I'm saying? If you're separate from anything, well, then it just changes the whole game, doesn't it?
Perfect example. I am God. Okay, I agree. But, oh, I need sleep. You can't be healthy without 8 hours sleep. What would happen if God took 8 hours off? What would happen to our earth? We don't breathe for 8 hours? We're in trouble, unless you're a yogi. No, if you sleep, you're not believing in God with all of your strength, all of your heart, and all of your mind, and all of your soul, 24 hours a day. So we're all imperfect beings at this point. Because we think it, not because we evolve. Evolution is not what people think. It's actually a replay. Once we realize, it's not self-actualization. We don't go out and do something. We're human beings. We're not human doings. All you have to do is say, wait a minute, I am God. I don't need a book to tell me that. I am God. There it is.
Of course, people, when you say that kind of thing, they get a little persnickety about it, because, as you know, but we know
what. Locked up. A good friend of mine was a psychologist, a brilliant one, called Bob Wright, Dr. Bob Wright. He worked. He was a gopher for Uspensky. He worked with Wilhelm Reich directly. Worked with Gurdjieff. He became a Swami in India and everything. And so, at one time, a bunch of psychiatrists asked him to evaluate a person they said was crazy. So he went in and talked to him, and he said, well, if you've got him locked up, you might as well lock me up too. He believes I am God and I'm the center of the universe. It's exactly my beliefs. So they let the guy go.
Yeah. It's just what's going on here with... And it seems that this whole idea of being separate is really manifesting itself, Adam, in physical reality today, because it's all about being separate, right? Being, you know, political left or political right, or vaxxer or not a vaxxer, you know, or a masker, not a masker, right? It's all separating. Does that seem right to you, too, what's going on with the lower forces or whoever they are?
Anytime you have two, you have separation. Mm-hmm. Because you're going to have, to love, you're going to hate. So you're going to have to find something in between love and hate, to whatever that is. Because once you love, someone's going to say, I want hate. It's well known that Pat Robertson, when he talks about demonology and Satan worshiping, that he creates the Satanists, because the kid that's rebelling from their parents sees them looking at a Christian show and says, I'll be a bigger and badder Satanist than any of those people they're talking about on that crummy TV show. Yeah. That's how it really works. And believe me, I've met Satanists. I met one, an anti-Satanist, who killed Satanists because they sacrificed his girlfriend. This stuff is real. It really goes on in this country.
Are you able to navigate planet Earth and talk about some of the things you do and the vaccines and Gates and all of that without hating them, without you know, putting juice where it doesn't need to be? Am I?
As long as I don't love them. Because if I love somebody, then I gotta hate, because you gotta separate one from another.
Right.
In fact, much of love is based on that. Or a man that Ray P. has great respect for, Hans Selye, the endocrinologist, he wrote a book and said, if I love everybody, I disrespect you. You're being nice to me, and meanwhile, I'm loving someone else exactly the same. So there's something on that level that is true. But ultimately, I don't love or hate anybody. In fact, one of the concepts I first found, besides First and the Donald, was in an Ekinkar book with Tiger and the Tiger. You know the one?
Oh, the Tiger's Fang. Yeah, the Tiger's Fang.
Yeah, he said you have to go beyond the state of love. It's somewhere in the book. And I said, wow, he got that. Because the Donald Ray taught me that there's a state above love and hate, equanimity. But that doesn't mean you don't have compassion at that level. Only it's not our normal, what we consider compassion, because we don't really understand the words, because we're limited to it. The audible life stream is a sound current beyond language. And language is based, because we have one side of the brain here and one here. The only way to have them communicate is the corpus callosum in our anatomy, which is only an example of various spiritual structures that we talk about. Our body can only be made out of a periodic table of the elements and what's made in the universe. Now, I'm not saying we're limited to that, because nothing is a thing. Nothing and no thing are two different things. And nowhere is now here. We just pronounce it incorrectly.
Nowhere is now here. And human,
going nowhere.
A human is God-man, right? Hugh is an ancient name for God. God-man. I mean, that's where the word came from. The word human.
That's right.
That's where the word came from.
And we forget it. I mean, we're born and we're educated at it. As a baby, notice if you want darshan, they talk about darshan. Look at a baby. They sleep with their eyes open.
Yeah.
And you look at them and, holy cow, what is that? But adults don't like to do that. They don't like that feeling because it feels too good. And we're taught that life is pain, life is suffering, life is a deprivation, life is all those fancy things, because we're told economic crisis, health, cancer, heart attacks, blah, blah, blah. And so we believe it. We're programmed as rope. That's the robot part of it. But if we go back to the core, the essence, Gurdjieff called it, versus the personality, we're going to find that we have these powers we never dreamed of. How many people, like the guy in Denver, he jumps off a diving board. Oop, the pool is empty. He hits his head. Oh. Now he's a genius. Another guy was beat up by ruffians, that's what they call them, and suddenly he can do mathematical formulas, and he's entered into engineering school, even though he has no engineering ability at all. How did that happen? How does neurology explain that? And when they took that guy in San Diego, who is one of the, you know, the guys who can multiply 20-digit numbers and get the square root cubes and everything of all of that, he's probably supposed to be doing that. Well, they did a CAT scan of his brain. What? It's no different than anybody else. He was using his eyes. He was using his eyes to do his calculating. Where is the nerve centers in the eyeballs? I didn't know they were there. Well, they aren't. So where is that coming from? Just by the movement of the eyes.
The eyes are really part of the brain, right? The eyes are part of the brain.
I've actually, I actually had a good friend of mine her child was getting a D in school. So I did this simple test. You do this in front of the eyes. And if the eyes go smoothly back and forth and follow it, they have communication between the hemispheres. But if they jump, they don't. She had a severe jump. So I said, you know, I would go to educational kinesiology, now they call it brain gym. But you have the money. Go to a behavioral optometrist. Get the real deal done. Well, guess what? She wasn't a D student anymore. That was in the ninth grade. In the 10th, she was a straight A's, the 11th straight A's, the 12th straight A's, college straight A's, and she's now in the film industry.
Adam Bergstrom is here. Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. If you'd like to be on the show, you can join us, 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's an email for you, Adam. We have a 70-year-old man, gets kidney stones every now and then, and doesn't pass them out the urethra, and they go to the bladder, so they build up in the bladder. So what can I do about that? Do you understand what that is?
You know, I actually wrote a book on the case, but I haven't published that one. But I found out there were about 30 different ways that I found in medical libraries. I read every book at UCSB in their medical section on the kidney and on the acid alkaline levels. And I found 30 different reasons. But fortunately for most people, it boils down to three. You're too acid, you're too alkaline, or you have an infection. And those are the three you have to find out. Is it oxalic acid? Is it a calcium? Is it uric acid? Is it oxalic acid? Or is it an infection? And then once you find that out, you can find out where they're forming. You can protect yourself by drinking, by being properly hydrated, by watching your urine. Drinking too much water, you become over-alkaline. Any liquid. If I drink acid water, I become alkaline. If I drink a quart of milk, I become instantly alkaline, and it takes me 3 days to rebuild to the acidic state. Now, I'm talking general acid alkaline. You cannot measure this by a urine test or a spit test because your whole body, say I'm boiling a roast. I'm going to find out if it's acid and alkaline. Well, I'm going to measure the broth that it's boiling in. You can't measure acid alkaline in the liquid form. You have to be in the fat and in the protein and other places. So those tests are not. There are other tests you can do, 7 lab tests or general tests. If you want to generally find out if they're acid or alkaline, if your tongue is very red and cracked, you're probably, again, this isn't 100%, but you're probably over alkaline. If you have cuts in the back of your heel and they're very dry and hard, that's over-alkaline. If you have those same cuts, but there's a lot of liquid coming out of it, and you have a lot of mucus, and you have a white tongue, and it's very smooth, you're probably over-acid. And those types, when people say, oh, that's nonsense because the blood has such a extreme level of sensitivity. Well, of course, a buffer. But blood on this chart is only at the fourth level. What they measure is at the fourth level, which is the fifth level, the third level, the serum. They measure the serum to death. They don't measure the red blood cell, the organelle, the the chromosomes, the chromomatter, et cetera, et cetera. They don't measure the organ itself. They're limited again, but they fool you. I can tell if you're acid and alkaline. You're not without 7 tests, or with a general test, a white tongue, red tongue. You play the white tongue, the red tongue game.
Okay, again, the white is alkaline, right?
Over acid. Now, you have to be careful. Some people naturally run acid. Black people tend to have a whiter tongue. But when they get over alkaline, I've had black friends, when they have alkaline syndromes, because there are a lot of syndromes that go with it, they stick out their tongue, bright red, too. So it does exist. But some people, that's why, again, you're limited a little with the tongue. The exact description I gave you with a black person and some other races, you have to give a little slack in there on the general test. But the 7 tests, you have to measure the surface tension of the urine, the specific gravity of the urine, and the ratio of, say, potassium. If you have 68% of the potassium in your cell, you have cancer, almost surely. You have cancer. It can be measured. But then they look at the serum. Oh, you're low on potassium, and they give you more. You feed the cancer, and actually, by not having it here, it has a chance of reverting back into the serum. Because if you have too little serum and too little potassium in the cell, and it's out in the serum, or you have high potassium, then you have heart disease. But you're not going to get cancer, because heart disease and cancer are antipodes, they call that. You know, mm-hmm. It's like North Pole, yeah. South Pole. I probably pronounced that wrong.
That's all right. Adam Bergstrom and Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. So do you care? I know you don't drink a lot of water, but do you care what the pH of your water is, Adam Bergstrom?
I control it by how much I drink. If I drink a quart, I'm alkaline. If I don't drink water, I'm acid. I'm acidic right now because with the heat wave we're having here, it's about 100 degrees in Montecito. And without air conditioning, guess what? You'll see a lot of sweat forming on me all night. We've been, I think it got down to 91 tonight.
And, wow.
But anyway, I'm going to be acidic because I'm going to be dehydrated. So I need more fluids at that point, definitely. Even the humidity in the air is a factor. If you have a 1% humidity, you better drink some more water. My test, and again, this is a very general test, you urinate. If your urine is dark and odoriferous, that means you're not getting enough water. If it's clear, you look at it, it's clear as crystal, you're getting too much water.
Right.
And in between, if it's straw-colored and doesn't smell, you're pretty sure, unless you have some weird one-in-a-million syndrome, that you're going to get an accurate reading. There's always an exception to the rule.
Straw-colored.
My urine is clear, and I had plenty of it.
So straw color is, you know, it's interesting because we've been going through some 100 degree temperatures here, Adam Bergstrom, and like you, I don't have air conditioning. I've never had it. We got a little bit of portable unit up here in the studio so the equipment doesn't get hot, that you can probably hear in the background, because the equipment doesn't like to get too hot. But I mean, the coolest it gets up here is 80, right? But anyway, downstairs, I mean, it'll be 90 sometimes, and it's really interesting. And really drinking a lot of water, and my urine, you know, a few days there was dark. I mean, it's like, whoa, you know, and you could take a little drink of it, and it's like, whoa, man, it's like strong. So we must, in those conditions, we must put out a lot of water just by sweating, even if we don't sweat, right? It just is leaving us.
And breathing, particularly in a dry day,
yeah.
All that liquid goes. Yeah, we do. So that's why people in the desert are different than a person living
sure.
in the jungle, where the sweat is going to buffer in the skin and mm-hmm. keep you from losing. Also, people who breathe slow are going to lose less water. Another reason to be mouth breathing.
Yeah, it's interesting. I watched Doodle, too. We were going through these 100 degree every day, going down to only 80 at night, right? She was breathing all the time, you know, because that's how they...
And they stick their tongue out.
And that's how they hydrate, right? Are they hydrating, or what are they doing? They're just that's how they keep in balance, right?
Yeah. They have something human beings don't have. They have something called a reet, R-E-T-E.
R-E-T-E.
It allows a dog to chase down a rabbit. R-E-T-E. You can find it in Scientific American in various places. Mm-hmm. So one time I asked Adana Lay, we don't have a reet in the human brain. So that means a horse and a dog are superior to us because they can run down a rabbit. A rabbit doesn't have a reet. We're like rabbits. And he said, no, you can do breathing for the reet, just like a Volkswagen engine runs on air. It doesn't run on water. So most people run on water. But if you use breathing and panting, you can then get that extra oxygen if you're running. So at that point, you go past the Buteyko people, because if you want to have long distance running, and human beings, one of our survival strategies in the Serengeti and places like that was is that we could run at noon by doing that and even run down an elk. We could run for 8 hours straight, but we would do that kind of breathing. Mouth breathing. But you don't do it unless you need it as an air condition. Normally we work fine with hydraulics. Who needs the air? Those two are at different levels.
What's the difference between that and the classic, what is it, in yoga kind of thing, the breath of fire? I used to play with that, and I don't even remember why we did it. It was kind of like through the nose. What's going on with that? What does that do?
It works great if you're tracking down an animal on the Serengeti. It actually has some value if you don't do too much of it, because you make yourself alkaline. So if you have an acidic disease, well, cancer, great. But if you have a spreading disease, like the metastasis of cancer, that breath is counterproductive. But otherwise, our breath works. And that's not just in the blood that you acidify and alkalize yourself. You can forget all that 7-point in the blood. I'm not talking about the blood. A good farmer knows the acidity and alkalinity of his crops grow. Potatoes have a different acidity alkalinity than a blueberry or a strawberry or whatever. But no, people say, oh, the scientists say that acid alkaline whole body thing is nonsense. Yes, if you measure your saliva. Yes, if you measure your urine, of course. Because you're measuring fluids that are directly tied into the blood. And the blood is a very limited system. It's number one and two on this level with hydrogen. Hydrogen, when you're taking hydrogen, you're working on your blood.
I'm sorry? What did you say about hydrogen?
When you're taking hydrogen, you're working on your blood. Again, on my chart, not on a lot of charts, hydrogen is on both sides of that chart.
And what does that mean?
It's the only element. There's no other.
What does that mean
when
it's
special?
It's special.
It means it works on both hemispheres of your brain. No other element. Other elements are confined to this side or that side. They're either acid or alkaline. In fact, the odd numbers are acidic, and the even numbers are alkaline.
And what's hydrogen?
Yes.
What number?
Both.
They're both. I mean, on one side it's an odd, and one side it's even.
Yeah. Here's one thing the Ray Peters get incorrect. I'm going to take baking soda to increase my hydrogen increase my carbon dioxide, and it makes you alkaline. Well, how do they explain that if I breathe in carbon dioxide, it makes me acidic, not alkaline? There's a whole opposite thing going on here. If I want to alkalize myself, I do like rebirthers. Now I can be so alkaline, I cramp, I get tetanus. A lot of this type of stuff you see, you ever see rebirthers? And they're like, you can actually die that way if you keep getting. Fortunately, rebirthers are smarter than that. Now, if I'm acid, what happens? Coma. What is meditation but control coma? So you store the carbon.
That would be slow breathing.
But then, yeah. So if I slow breathe, if I want to counter it, I just take baking soda, and now I've undone everything I did with the breath by doing it hydraulically with something that alkalizes myself, ourselves. So people, I'm going to get my carbon dioxide by baking soda. You're barking up the wrong tree. Well, all I can say, because, I mean, it's common sense.
What are some things that we can do to settle down to get more parasympathetic if we're, like, sleep and stuff like that? Is sleep in general sympathetic, parasympathetic, out of balance?
No, because there's actually four nervous systems. Sympathetic, parasympathetic, enteric, and dermic. Photodermic, actually. Those four systems. They don't tell you about photodermic. General Electric knew about photodermic perfectly, that our adrenal glands are actually in our skin. And enteric is our gut system. The sympathetic and the photodermic work together to keep us alive and standing on our two feet. The parasympathetic and the enteric keep us sleeping. Now, they always say flight and fight. That's total bad publicity. Because have you ever heard of sympathetic tone? You couldn't sit up or stand up without sympathetic tone. So if you have a faulty sympathetic system, but they want to bad rap the parasympathetic. I have a left brain and I have a right brain. And there's a reason. Parasympathetic and enteric balance perfectly. The sympathetic, also called the orthosympathetic, think about that. Para isn't ortho, but imminence is ortho, is orthosympathetic, and it goes with photodermic. Photodermic is your skin system that matches your stand on your own two feet system of sympathetic. So I have a very different view on sympathetic. And if you make a person who makes excuses, I can't do this, I can't do that, that's parasympathetic. Sympathetic is your, don't explain it this way, because I had a test. I even still sell the test, but it's, frankly, it's not really worth that much unless you believe in the standard method. But he said, all of your 60 questions on parasympathetic and sympathetic, I can answer in one. Your mother calls you from New York and you're in California. And she says, I need help right now. You have no money. You drop the phone and you go. You know it's going to fall together. Mm-hmm. That's the sympathetic test. Otherwise, I don't have the money. I got to find out I have the money. Do you have the money, Mom, or do you this and that? That's the parasympathetic response to it. Sympathetic, you just do it. And little did I know, when O'Donnell Lay left his body, and I found out, my girlfriend drove up and saw me with a suitcase, very inappropriately packed. They had ridiculous stuff in it. And she said, where are you going? I'm going to see O'Donnell. He was on the East Coast. How are you getting there? I don't know. I'm going. I started walking. She said, well, let me take you to your friend. So a friend of mine, it turned out, gave me the money to get there. When I got there, I had no money to go back. So they were going to take the body to Texas. But Texas rejected the body because they didn't want to put any formaldehyde in the body. But when everybody left, I was there, and I complained to my friend, Jonathan Dune, and he said, just wait and see what happens. Okay? He's a pretty trustworthy guy. I'll just wait. So I waited. Then we found out that the body was rejected. It was flown back. Everybody else had to fly back. I was still there. And then finally, a friend called and said, when are you coming to Texas? I said, well, I'm stuck here because I have no money. I'm now Virginia Beach. I'm in Virginia. So she said, I'll send you the money. So then I flew back, and I paid them both back within 3 weeks. So anyway, that's how it worked out. So I didn't realize I would be living that, because most of my life, frankly, like most people, has been excuses. Oh, I can't be an Olympic champion because I don't have a big enough bicep for my javelin throw. I can't be a scholar because I didn't bump my head in the swimming pool. I mean, we make every type of excuses in the book. But while people who are sympathetic types, they say, go. One time, two people called the DJ on the radio and said, we want to go to Africa. Well, do it. Just go. Don't make an excuse. Don't talk about it. Get on the ship, get on a plane, get on a paddleboard, and go. And that's really sympathetic. And frankly, I'm there sometimes, and I'm not there other times, like most human beings who put their pants on one leg at a time.
Most. Adam, stay right there. Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com with Adam Bergstrom. If you'd like to join the show, you can do it right now. And it's Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. I've been having a lot of fun with Shen Blossom. Shen Blossom is put together and run by Brandon Amelani, who used to work with Daniel Vitalis. And Brandon's really quite an interesting fellow. He's a Qigong guy in Chinese medicine. And his formulas are just, my goodness. You know, with Sir Thrival and Shen Blossom, I just, you know, there's I don't think there's a whole lot of places you even need to go. And I, you know, not just because we promote them and we make commission on them, but I mean, these companies are like very, very, very powerful companies because of the way they do things, their recipes, their, you know, the quality. I'm trying to get to, if I could see my mouse, I'm trying to get to Shen Blossom right now. But I wanted to show you, you know, when these computers attack me like this, I just, sometimes just don't know what to do. Here's three products that I want to kind of tell you about a little bit. This little guy is called H-I-N-O-K-I. Which is a blood purifier. And there's some herbs in here. And this guy, just a little bottle, as you see, but you only do maybe a drop or two. And this is all Chinese medicine, all ancient formulas. And they're all herbs. And though, so this helps the body to kind of, do what it needs to do, right? Helps the body to cleanse and detoxify. And this one, the ingredients are H-I-N-O-K-I resin, red and black matu resin, and frankincense. And you can do just, it comes with a little dropper, and you could do just one drop. One drop. Sometimes I'll do three drops and I feel like I'm getting a little flu symptoms. And so that's how powerful this is. So I've been doing one or two drops every day. That's kind of fun. Here's another one, which is the Digest. This is fun. It's a digestive kind of a product. Let me find the ingredients for that. And it just comes like a little powder. Well, oh, here it is. Prime Digestion Activator. This guy. And you'll see it says powder. And you can put some in your hand. Just a little bit in your hand. Like not even a quarter teaspoon. Eighth of a teaspoon. And just kind of lick it. It's an herbal formula that strengthens and activates the digestive process and organs. Completely different from digestive enzymes. This doesn't digest your food or anything like that. This actually works with your body. And they have all different things like things I have never heard of. Perilla leaf, dill seed tips, kombu, Kaiso, spirulina, carrot flour, ginger, Japanese pepper, clove, nutmeg, parsley, tomato leaf, cinnamon bark, cardamom, turmeric leaf and root, tulsi basil, celery, fennel, kangkao, xiang, fengyu creek, and papaya. Can you imagine just a little bit of this in your little system before you eat? Pretty powerful. And then he has a new thing called Midnight minerals, midnight minerals, and this is just a really nice mineral concoction. And you can take these guys, see if I can find it, before you go to sleep at midnight. And it helps to helps things quiet down in the nervous system. It's a formula taken before bed to help the mind return to the heart, rebalancing the neurotransmitters, supporting deep, restful sleep. The ingredients are barley greens, bamboo silica, chlorophyll, Japanese violet, Japanese mallow, mango leaf, guava leaf, kudzu vine, Japanese silk tree bark, nori seaweed, holy basil, holy Batman basil, amino acids, fermented azuki beans, germanium flour, goji berries, burdock, banana peel, Japanese plum, and lion's mane and lotus seeds. So you can take like a quarter teaspoon of this little baby before you go to sleep. Just kind of helps from being on planet Earth. You know how planet Earth will do that kind of thing. So these are three pretty fascinating products. If you click on the Shen Blossom link, you'll see it here on One Radio Network. It'll take you there. Explore some of these products. I think you'll find they're very provocative, powerful, all in Myron glass, and they're all food. There's no Beaker Boy stuff going on here. They're all food, working with the body, with the old Chinese formulas, have been around for thousands of years, and to help in different things, to help you balance out different things as we're navigating through planet Earth. So, kind of fun. We're very proud to be promoting Shen Blossom on One Radio Network.com. Did you know the AquaCure Brown's Gas Machine reduces oxidative stress?
Hydrogen is the world's best antioxidant by a long shot.
Hmm.
First of all, it's 700 times smaller than something like CoQ10, 400 times smaller than vitamin C, things like that. So it can literally go, the hydrogen molecule can literally go through everything in your body and go right into the very DNA and repair it. First of all, you're repairing oxidative damage, but you're also reducing or eliminating free radicals. Now, we're only the bad free radicals, which is another reason why hydrogen is good, because you actually have free radicals in your body that you want to keep. Example, nitrous oxide.
The oxidative stress, is that the main thing that damages the DNA and causes the regeneration to stop, you know, youthing or getting older, immune organs? Is that at the base, George Weissman, of most of the issues?
It's one of the
just
bases,
one of them.
But this comes back to that regeneration thing that I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The cells won't regenerate. You won't have stem cells and that sort of thing if you haven't got enough hydrogen.
And if our body is not generating enough hydrogen, we get dehydrated. Dehydrated. Lack of hydrogen. The AquaCure machine, 10% off, promo code OneRadio. Use the promo code OneRadio, 10% off in our store, OneRadioNetwork.com. Well, I've been exposed to a lot of different products over the years. You know, when you do a talk show on nutrition and health stuff that I've done for a lot of times, you can imagine all the different things that people present to you. You know, they'll send you this because they want you to promote it, and I understand it's all commerce and but this technology, this hydrogen, is something very good going on in my body. I'm not suggesting that if you get this machine and you breathe the gas and drink the water that it's going to cure anything. We don't do that. But I can tell just overall everything about my being in this body, soul, mind, body, it continues to... I just continue to get more awareness and be happier in my body, doing more things. I certainly don't credit it all to the hydrogen, but it is part of it. It has to be, because there are no accidents. you know, but I've been on this hydrogen for about a year now, and I breathe a lot of it, especially the more I write, the more I breathe, and I don't know. There's something pretty magical about it. So if you'd like to try it, give it a try. You can do it with a no questions asked money back guarantee for up to a year, which is pretty cool. And then a lifetime warranty. And George is he's quite a guy. Very interesting fellow. The AquaCure Brown's Gas Machine. You can go to molecularhydrogeninstitute.org or .com, and if you like to look at studies and stuff, and you can see some just hundreds, if not thousands, of peer-reviewed studies on all kinds of things using hydrogen. So there's some real science behind it if you're a science geek, so that's cool. Use promo code ONERADIO if we can help you at all. OneRadioNetwork.com. It might be something that you want to invest in.
We are listener-supported. One Radio Network.
Indeed, we are. Adam Bergstrom there to my immediate... Are you to my right or my left? I think you're... I don't know. I can't even tell. No? Which...
right?
I think...
On your screen?
Yeah, on my screen, let's see. If I'm looking at the screen, you're to my right. If I would be... You'd be to my left. I don't know what that is. Adam Bergstrom, yes, no, maybe. Chronobiotic Nutrition. Give yourself a plug here for your two websites and tell folks what they'll find on them. Mr. B?
SolarTiming.com. You probably can't read that, but just in case. SolarTiming.com is the main website.
Oh, yeah, that's
Adam
coming through.
At SolarTiming. Oh, good. Adam at SolarTiming.com is where you can find out. For instance, we're on BitChute now because I'm doing stuff about the V word that I'm not going to do on Facebook because I've been kicked off twice, one for a day, once for 2 days, and they have the severe warning up on the side that I better mind my mouth. So anyway... and then the other one, it's a play to pay, or pay to play. It's SunSync Nutrition for $99, one charge. I have a whole bunch of blogs, a color recycling chart that goes with mind hacking. Video. Thank you, Vibrant Gal. I always get that wrong. I used to get that wrong. It's a video that puts you through the colors and helps recycle your brain. Works with pandiculation, which is yawning, which is explained in the blogs I do for One Radio Network. I'm probably approaching 2,000 blog entries on One Radio Network
alone. Is that right?
Yep. And some of the blog entries on SunSync are similar to the ones on One Radio Network, and there's a whole bunch of them, particularly earlier, that are totally new material, a lot of it having to do with my book Mesmerism. And in my book, Mesmerism, available on my website, too, I don't promote mesmerism with another person. I show examples to show how it's done with other people because no one ever just sat down themselves and changed it. I have done it several times, and maybe I was lucky at the time. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't for me because I'm stuck in the same coerced schooling paradigm that everybody else is. But I've had some dramatic results, including getting $2,500 out of thin air and getting $50 that God paid my rent one time. And you've heard those stories over and over.
Yeah.
Those kind of things can happen. In fact, I've seen more synchronicities in my life than anything else. I begin to look for sequential events as being extraordinary compared to... synchronous events where I think of something and it pops up. I think of a person, they call me on the phone. I'm sure you've had that a lot of times too.
Well, I believe, Adam,
my
experience, for what it's worth, I believe that the way I live my life anyway, for what it's worth, is I feel and know that I'm connected to everyone all the time, right? All the time.
I believe that.
Do you? So, I mean, if I, I don't know. So if I'm, I don't know, if I'm washing the dishes and I say you're an image of you come through, and I'll say something like, Adam, I really appreciate everything you do for us, you know, on the show and the blog and everything, and it's really fun knowing you. I know that you get that. I just know it.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it. And so, and I think because of that, too, I think that there's so much turmoil and conflict in our culture and around the world today is because souls don't know this, right? And think about all of the negativity that's going out towards whatever, Bill Gates or Fauci or President Trump or Joe Biden, you know, or whatever, right? Or, you know, think about that. I mean, it's pretty easy to understand how things in general, big picture, are not going to mellow out anytime soon. Do you know what I'm saying? Does that make sense to you, what I'm saying?
Resist not evil, but that doesn't mean you can't use the keto.
That's right. No, you stay out of the way, right? It's like, woo. Yeah, that's right. That's right. I guess Sun Tzu would be the best example of that, the art of war, right? Sun Tzu.
And remember, you've had Master Chan, he goes by Wu Dang Chan now, and he says, if you can't reach my nose, what does it matter?
That's right. And my teacher, Sri Harold, says that, you know, we are taught to not to be for or against anything in Akankar, not to be for this or against it, the spiritual path, which is a deep, and that, but he said also that your fist has to stop where my nose begins. Mm-hmm. Right, that's the difference. You know, when the fist is, well, then we, you know, right. But until then, it's a non-event, in my opinion.
And many times you can get that fist and not even feel it. Right. I've had that experience. Sometimes if I'm traumatized, then this is going to mean something. One time I was doing the right thing, chasing someone down one time who abused a woman. And he pushed me in my shorts down on the cement, and I slid. And I was amazed because there were no kids even on me sliding on cement. Yet when one of my wives left me, I was depressed about it. I got on my bicycle, and I was road rash every place mm-hmm. on the right side of my body only. So I'm standing in the middle of all the stuff I dumped on my bicycle. I went over the handlebars, and I'm looking the left side to see there's not a single scratch because I had a trauma with a female on the right side. I had to pick out cinders out of my flesh and put bandages all over me from the face here down to the leg, up and down in the hip. And so the scientist is me. I'm standing out in the middle of all this wreckage and blood, looking at my left side. And I think the people in the mobile home park I lived in at the time thought, that guy is kind of weird.
Really, that guy's really weird. Here's an email for Adam Bergstrom from Elaine, if you care to join the show this morning, regardless of where you are listening or viewing or whatever. It is Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com, or you can use the telephone, which I don't know. I don't even know if people know how to use them anymore, but it doesn't involve your thumbs. But you can try it, 888-663-6386. Adam, Elaine says that I just finished and the antibiotic flagyl, metronidazole, for tooth abscesses, had jumping nerve sensations. Any tips on to recover peripheral neuropathy too?
There's that word nerve system again. What is neuropathy but nerves? You know, I'm not a material denier. I used to teach classes and stuff like this.
Sure.
You know, I've got chart. I've got boxes of charts like this, and even devised my own reflex system. You know, your thumb is an ear when you bend it that way, and all the reflexes are in the same geometric position as the other. And of course, we've got teeth and all those, as you have that other guest talk about. Mm-hmm. I've gone through those things, so those things work. But it's a belief system. When I have an abscess, I've had numerous abscesses. I've just used aloe, and sometimes I've used garlic. I've never had to use an antibiotic because antibiotics are anti-life. Now, I'm not saying never use an antibiotic. I've used them, but strangely enough, I haven't had access to antibiotics here. And so times when I thought I was going to die, I just used aloe and I used garlic and I got through it. I'm still here anyway. That's the proof of the pudding.
So
I survived having headaches. I had an abscess so bad that it was in my head. My whole neck and shoulder were paralyzed. And what did I do? I took aloe. I'm still here.
So how can you help explain to Elaine how she could experience some nerve thing with the antibiotic? That's just part of the deal when you deal in that realm.
Was it the left side or the right side, so we can find out if it's who's the matter with her? Is it a man or a woman?
I see. So Elaine, if you're still out there, if you can email back and what side the neuropathy thing here. I've had some of the numbness on the toes thing from myself. Still do sometimes. What would be a spiritual way I could look at that? I just haven't been able to see how I'm creating that. I wonder, any thoughts on that?
Well, that's the purpose of a mind hacking. Until you do the cornerstone technique, then you can't do it. And by the way, I'm de-stressing the cornerstone technique because of social distancing. Unless you have family members that you can get close to. In some countries, it's illegal to be close to your family member. You need to have a mask to dine with your family, or you'll be taken away. But so now you have to go by incidents. If you have any kind of problem, then you must find out what it is, because we don't have problems. It's all in our head. Mm-hmm. Now, difference. Psychological means it's in your head and you didn't create something real. You have a real symptom. There's a difference between psychological thinking you've had it and you've made it. We can make cancer. People think cancer comes from parasites, from viruses, from fungus, from chemicals, and actually it comes from who's the matter with me. So no matter how bad it gets, if you figure out who's the matter with me, I know an example. That I saw a man who lost his girlfriend in a pool game and he got cancer.
Hmm.
And then he recovered from cancer by doing various witch doctor type thing, totally out of the scope of modern medicine, called the prisoner of love tape and other things, and he got rid of his cancer.
If my little numbness happens in both sides when it happens, so it's not a boy or a girl. So it's...
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is.
Because it started one place or it's always worse. The place where it starts... See, our brain has a pioneer spirit. When the pioneers were in the head community before face masks, a married couple would need to build their cabin. So everybody would volunteer, like in Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, right? They put the structure up for the married couple. Well, that's the way the body works. If you have a bullet someplace in your shoulder, the pain would be unbearable. So by reflex, it goes down to the foot and up. Our body works like a hoop. Pain starts here, and what happens when it gets together? It bounces back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a reflex system.
Mm-hmm.
That's not, no nerves are involved with that. It's simply metal. If I have a piece of metal bar here, and I hit it, I don't need nerves to get the sound from end of the bar to the other side. No nerves are necessary at all. They happen, but they're slower. Reflexology is the speed of light, because nerves are chemical, so they're very slow and inferior.
And you know, Adam, my theory on why it bounces back... Oh, go ahead. You finish first. Go ahead.
No, I was pretty well done.
Okay. My theory on the way it bounces back is I believe that the body is a thought. Right? It's just a thought. And so if you feel a little something, so that's one thought, right? And then if you react to that thought, right? Like, oh, there's something that if you think you're separate from your toes, well, then that's a loop that starts. Do you think that's how it works? I mean, that's my experience.
I do.
Do you? That's crazy, isn't it?
We live in a thought sphere.
A thought sphere, yeah.
An atmosphere, but an atom sphere about what we think. And the command is in the sonics. So we have command performance, but we forget it. We forget it. We think the four elements, we're at the mercy. Mm-hmm. You've heard me sometimes sing the elemental song, where all you do is sing a song, and suddenly the tornado stops. I've seen it happen many times. We have that power.
I can recall very clearly how back 60 years ago, my mom with seven kids, right, St. Louis, seven children. I mean, come on. And we had we went to Catholic schools. So the boys wore blue pants and the girls wore blue jumpers and white shirts. So we always had clean white shirts and clean blue pants and jumpers every day. So you can imagine that times seven, right? Okay, so think about that. And then cooking and then cleaning and taking care of Dad. And she used to say, always remember, God love her, I don't have time to get sick. I just don't have time to get sick. And you know, she never was sick. I don't remember her ever. And not until, you know, she was 70 or 80 and we were all gone, and then she, you know, starts to fade out. Isn't that interesting? Never.
Yeah.
Just didn't happen. Didn't happen.
I have a friend who has a group that you're not allowed to get sick in it. And by the way, he's a very unusual fellow. His grandfather was shipped abroad during the First World War, and half the ship died of the Spanish flu. And the ship turned around because they had that many dead people. They didn't know what to do with them. They turned back to New York and dumped the bodies. Well, the rest of them went on, and in 2 weeks, the entire rest of the ship was killed. Meanwhile, in the body bags with a toe tag was my friend's grandfather. He was breathing, along with one other fellow. Two people survived from that ship. My friend's granddad and this other fellow. And that's how my friend is here. My good friend there in Austin, Texas.
Wow. Okay, Elaine says, she's still there. Both sides and the head, women and men bother me equally, LOL. Both hands and the back of the head. I've read horrible things about this antibiotic. I trust I'll get better. The drug apparently depletes thiamine drastically. It's all very interesting. So she's in, where is she? She's in Limerick? Anyway, are there some things that you can offer food-wise or anything that she could help to get this flagell thing out? Leave the building with Elvis?
Well, if you eat on time, the body takes care of that automatically.
It'll
you don't have to eat anything except eat foods on time. You eat your tree food in the morning, your vine foods in the middle of the day, and your root foods at night. And the pattern is morning foods go up the sky toward the sun.
Yeah.
Nighttime foods go down. Isn't it funny? You plant a seed and it can right itself. So the root goes downward. It never goes that way or that way. Unless it's an expanded root, but it still goes down. It might go wide, but it goes down. Or an aspirin tree is a forest. It's really the whole thing, and all of the roots go down, though. Meanwhile, in the middle, you get the vine. It goes like this. It goes in a circle, in a spiral, an ever spiral, either up, because some vines climb to the top of the tree, and some go down, giving them flexibility. So we only have three zones, and they cling to each other as they go. It's kind of like I shake off something off my hand. If I keep doing it, eventually it goes away. So morning, noon, and night foods cling. Our body detoxifies ourselves better than anything we can do.
It just does it. So it's a God thing, Adam? The body just is going to get rid of whatever it can, when it can, if we just let it do it.
Samuel Hahnemann, who discovered homeopathy in opposition to allopathy, he said that don't kill the tapeworm. That's heroic medicine. That's what they do. They purge, they bloodlet, they They make you pee more. They make you puke more. They make you sweat more. They do all those kind of things. Make yourself healthy, and the tapeworm will go away because you're healthy, too healthy for the tapeworm. It only shows up to eat the dirt. But you can't take something and make that dirt go away. The timing will do that because Mother Nature has figured that out way ahead of the beakable.
Yeah. So how do we explain, remember the experience, you may be remembered. I mean, this is almost 10 years ago when you and I first started doing the show, and I did the Holda Clark thing, you know, with the essential oils. You put a few drops of six essential oils, very common ones, nothing fancy. We have the whole formula on the website. I think you can just put new concepts, Holda Clark. And I put these little things in there, and I did this thing, her formula, for about 3 days. And Adam, this tapeworm, you know, you've heard me talk about it. This baby came out. Let me get my thing. I mean, it was still silver, and it was about a foot long. This was something that just popped out of me bum, my body, you know, after doing this this thing. So how does that line up with what you just said? Was the tapeworm getting ready to come out anyway, and it was all a now experience where I just helped it?
It could be. It's one of those things we don't know for sure, because sometimes our belief could have done it, the chemical could have done it, mm-hmm. You would have been doing something simultaneously. And by the way, I find out a lot of times when people take the right medicine, they get over the WHO trauma. So then they're attracted to the right medicine.
Yeah.
They have this placebo, they have something called Ocebo. There's always somebody who always is accident prone. If the plane's going to crash, their ESP tells me I'm going to be on that crash plane. If a car is going to crash, I'm going to be in that. Other people, I'm going to miss the ship or whatever. Mm-hmm. My grandfather, by the way, missed his ride on a ship called Titanic.
Did he? Oh, he was going to go?
I would have still been here because my father was already born.
He was going to go, and he didn't go, huh? He didn't go
on
the
ship. Yeah, he was late. He was late for the ship, and that's why I got to meet my grandfather. Otherwise, if he'd been on that ship, I probably wouldn't have met him. You know, I don't know how old he was. He was in the Swede, the Merchant Marine, all that kind of stuff. Ironically, I'm writing books about yellow fat disease, and I'm from a bunch of sailors, you know, and Vikings.